これから B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
I didn't think the boss would be here today.
Number 2. Do you prefer the aisle seat or the window seat?Number 3.
Sorry I'm late. Did I miss much?
Number 4. We thought about inviting Diane to come with us. Number 5.
Didn't she make an appointment?
Number 6. I can hardly believe we won. Number 7.
The network is still down.
Number 8. Have you eaten anything?Number 9.
He has an early start tomorrow, so he's already in bed.
Number 10. The attendant said we should go left around this corner. Two. Directions.You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. Everything has gotten so expensive lately.
I know, but the government says it's necessary to let prices rise in order to make the economy grow again.
Well, it makes me want to save everything, not spend it. I don't see how that's going to help the economy.Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 12.
The whole science department has moved here into the IT building while the science building is being repaired.
How long will that take?
My teacher said it will take at least a year, so we'd better get used to these different classrooms.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 13. Do you have any plans for the spring vacation?
There are a million things I should do, and a million others that I want to do, but my plan first and foremost is to relax.
Very good plan.Relaxing is my main goal, too. I'm heading to South Beach next week. Question. What is the man planning to do for the holiday? Number 14.
The event had to be canceled because of the weather.
That's too bad. Did you reschedule it?
Yes, which is fine, except that the next available day isn't until January, so this year's event will actually be held next year.
Question. What is unusual about the new date of the event? Number 15. Did you know the Hope Diamond is on display at the Smithsonian Museum?It was stunning, but a little smaller than I expected.
It's not the biggest diamond in the world, but it is one of the most famous. People say it's cursed.
The guide said that maybe just a rumor started to increase its sales value. Question. What can be inferred about the man? Number 16.
The company says its employees aren't allowed to work from home anymore.
I can't imagine the workers are too happy about that.
They aren't. And the company expects some of them to quit and go somewhere else. But the company says communicating with people at the office promotes new ideas.
Question. According to the woman, why did the company make the new rule? Number 17. My friend was so angry that wrestling was cut from the Olympics that he's going to boycott the games.
You mean he won't go see them?
Right. But I don't think he was planning to go see them anyway. He meant that he won't even watch them on TV or the internet. Question. Why is the man's friend angry about the Olympics? Number 18.
The foreign minister is meeting with the opposition on Monday to try to find a peaceful compromise.
None of the meetings so far have had any luck. You think this one could be different?
The war has dragged on for so long that both sides might be more willing to negotiate now. But who knows?
Question. Which of the following best describes the man's attitude? Number 19. Do you remember that pottery shard I showed you last month?
I remember that triangular piece of ceramic you picked up in the desert.
That's the one. Well, guess what? I just got the results back from the carbon dating lab, and they say that shard could be 15,000 years old. Question. Why is the man excited? Number 20.
This conference is so big. I hope I can find all the presenters I want to see.
Do you have a program?
Yes, I have the one they gave me at the entrance. It looks like I should probably go up to the second floor for the morning presentations.
Question. Which of the following can be inferred about the woman? Three. Directions. You will hear five conversations. After each conversation, you will hear two follow-up questions. Choose the best answer to each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation.
Are you still planning to move to China next year?
That's still the plan.
Any luck getting a job yet?
I've met with a couple of recruiters and got my resume out there, but I haven't heard anything for a long time, so I think I'll have to start looking more aggressively.
Let me know how it works out.
Number 21. What will the man probably do next? Number 22. Which of the following best describes the woman's attitude? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. Do you know the golden rule?
Of course. You should treat other people the same way you want them to treat you.
Apparently, some version of that idea can be found in every culture in the world. It's universal.
I guess it really is that basic.
Imagine that. Something everyone can agree on. Number 23. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 24. What does the man mean by universal? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
What happened to your leg?
Oh, I went ice skating yesterday. It's been a while.
And you fell down?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, I did fall down a couple of times, but that's not why my legs hurt. I just haven't used those muscles in so long that they're pretty sore. I need to start cycling.
That happened to me when I went skiing last year.
Number 25. Which sport is not mentioned in the conversation? Number 26. Which of the following is true according to the conversation? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Will the job training programs be able to handle all the new people coming in?
Good question. Most of the programs are small and operate independently of each other at the local level.
But I thought the national government provides most of the vocational funding.
They do, but the funds are passed down through the city government.
So the city government decides which programs to distribute the funds to.
Number 27. What kind of programs are the man and woman discussing? Number 28. According to the conversation, who funds most of the programs? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation.
The news said the new virus has already killed half the people it's infected.
That's pretty scary.
But actually, one scientist said that the virus may be dangerous to only a small group of people who show strong symptoms, and the rest of the population will be okay.
Gosh, I hope he's right.
If he is, the virus should die out naturally soon.
Number 29. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 30. Which of the following best describes the man's attitude? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
The Falkland Islands are a group of islands in the South Atlantic Ocean, very near to the coast of Argentina. They have been administered by the United Kingdom since 1833. Argentina claims the islands belong to it and tried unsuccessfully to take them by military force in 1982. The brief war ended with the UK keeping control of the islands, and despite repeated attempts since then by Argentina to hold talks on the island status, the UK maintains that there is no further disagreement. The population of the Falkland Islands, they say, overwhelmingly supports being a British territory. For its part, Argentina does not recognize the Falkland Islanders' right to self-determination because they are largely made up of British colonists. Today on the show, we want to know what our listeners think on the subject. Do you think the current situation is fair and equal? Should Argentina give up its ambitions for the islands, or should the British give the islands up as a relic of colonialism? Should an international body get involved and force dialogue and resolution? We'd love to hear your opinion. Our lines will be open for the next 30 minutes to take your calls.
Number 31.
What kind of talk is this? Number 32. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 33. How does the speaker start the talk? Number 34. According to the talk, which of the following happened in 1982? Number 35. What does the speaker ask for at the end? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Let's start by going over the schedule for this week's orientation. We obviously need to make sure everyone in our group has their paperwork in order. Passport, visa, and health forms. That's the first thing we'll do this morning. In the afternoon, I'll give everyone a checklist of all the items I recommend you pack with you. Personal effects, emergency medicine, and such. We'll finish up today by studying a few phrases of Swahili. Most Ugandans speak English, but let's be nice and at least try to say thank you and goodbye in their language. Beginning tomorrow, we'll spend most of the week learning about Ugandan culture, history, and current events. Remember, to get course credit for this field trip, you need to keep a daily journal while we're there, which I will collect after we return. The journal should include not only your personal feelings, but also some attempt to connect what you observe with what you've learned about Uganda and its society. The final day will be more physical. I'll ask you to bring your luggage here with you, and we'll practice carrying it around town. That's how we'll make sure you're mobile enough for the trip. Number 36. Who is most likely giving this talk? Number 37. How is the content of this talk organized? Number 38. Which of the following paperwork does the speaker want to check? Number 39. What topic is on the schedule for the middle of the week? Number 40. What does the speaker say is required to get credit for the trip? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.